The latest indication of the troubled economy, hardship withdrawals from retirement savings plan. Fidelity Investment says that as of the second quarter, 2.2% of all 401k participants had made a hardship withdrawal at some point over the preceding 12 months. That's up 2% in the prior year, and it was the highest level in 10 years. At the same time, Fidelity reported that the percentage of 401k participants that had an outstanding loan in their account rose to a record of 22% in the second quarter. The average loan amount, a little bit more than $8,600 at the end of the quarter. We thought it'd be helpful to get a comparison of those numbers from the Thrift Savings Plan and give you something of a primer on hardship withdrawals, what they are, what are the consequences of making a hardship withdrawal. For that, we are joined, as we are every Monday, by Tom Trabucco. He is Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you, as always.
So initially, when I sent you this on, I guess it was Friday, I was almost a little bit reluctant to bring it up because this is something that you turn to only when you don't have a choice to do anything else, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And there are, as you said, there are two ways that we provide access to your funds. One is a loan, one is a withdrawal. And then within those, there are two types of ways to access. The loan is always the preferable way to approach this because you end up putting your funds back into your account as you repay through payroll withholding.
So that's the big difference here between a loan and a hardship withdrawal. Is the hardship withdrawal essentially you're taking it out and you're not...
That's right. And there are short-term and long-term consequences to taking it out. First of all, in the short run, you're removing funds that are supposed to be or were planned for investment over your entire career to generate earnings that would help with your retirement.
Right.
Those funds are gone. They can't be put back into the account.
You can't unring the bell.
That's right. And also, you're subject to tax on the amount that you take out because these are all tax-deferred contributions right now, as well as potentially a 10% penalty tax on top of that if you're under age 59 and a half. Finally, another big short-term effect is that if you take out a hardship withdrawal, you cannot contribute to the TSP for the next 6 months. So that means you also are foregoing the agency matching contributions that you would otherwise have accrued had you continued to contribute.
So essentially only do this if this is your last option and you don't have any other choices, you can do this, but it's not a particularly good idea.
That's right. Yeah. Not from a retirement perspective. But then again, if someone is really in dire trouble and they need access to funds, you've got it.
Right.
And
we've heard stories, you know, a family member has a medical emergency. There are occasions that come up and you need access to money.
Absolutely. And this leg on the three-legged retirement stool is supposed to be the one that has some flexibility for you to use the funds now if you need them now. The distinction between the loans and withdrawals, though, are important. Loans are always preferable, but if someone finds themselves in a situation where they're usually it's because you're buried in debt, you don't need another loan because you don't need another loan repayment. You've got plenty of those already.
Yeah.
You don't throw a cinder block or a new loan payment to a drowning man. You throw them a life preserver, and that's where the hardship withdrawal can help out.
So talk to us a little bit. These numbers that came out on Friday from Fidelity were a little, I guess we shouldn't really be shocked by them, but they were, I mean, the highest numbers in 10 years of these hardship withdrawals, 2.2% of all 401k participants. How does that compare to the TSP?
Well, we compare very favorably to that. We have not seen a big uptick, and I did send you over a couple of charts that include the numbers, and you're welcome to put them up on your website and share them with your listeners so they can take a look and satisfy their own curiosity on this. But we're pretty much a strong and steady growth in the utilization of loans and withdrawals, but it's not spiking as they're talking about in this piece. And in my view, just talking around around here, we haven't gone far beneath the numbers, but we have heard that there is not only an unemployment issue in the general workforce today, but there's an underemployment issue in the workforce today. And it kind of looks like that's what might be reflected in the numbers that were released by Fidelity on Friday, that that people are not getting the extra overtime that they were getting, and they need some slack, and they're finding it through the hardship withdrawals.
And part of what, and in fact, the story in the New York Times over the weekend, where small investors are fleeing the stock market, putting a lot more in bonds, in the TSP account. We've already seen a lot of money invested in the G fund, essentially bonds.
That's right. Both the G and the F fund are, of course, bonds, and that's now up to 53% of TSP funds are invested in either the G and or F funds. So yeah, we have seen that same dynamic here as people as their confidence in the market ebbs, they move to safety, you know. Different people do it different ways. We do urge people to remember this is a long haul investment, and in order to win, if you're moving money around, you have to be right twice when you move it out of stocks and when you move it back into stocks. That's one of the reasons we've developed the L funds to help people stay on the steady path throughout their period of contributions and their careers. So hopefully that will help a lot of people. Also, on the plus side, I did notice that our contributions are not ebbing at all, that we are still taking in 1.8 to about 2.2 billion a month in new contributions. So people are stepping up to the plate.